vuela palomita blanca en las cumbres de un guayabo.
This is not Mexico. This is East LA.
Curucú, curucú.
Latino influences are everywhere in the city, but one of the most enduring pop stars here hails not from Mexico, but from Manchester. Now living in LA, Morrissey, lead singer with the 80s band The Smiths, has achieved cult status among the city's massive Latino population. For nearly 20 years now, Morrissey's morose lyrics have been striking deep chords with LA's Latino teenagers.
The majority of the Morrissey fans that I've seen, the majority is Hispanic, like myself. I'm Mexican.
The first time I heard Morrissey's voice, it was like a breath of fresh air that came into my life like nothing else did before.
This is my Morrissey fan too.
It's basically just the spitting image of the picture that I think he looks the sexiest in. What inspired me to get my tattoo was really just thanking him for everything he's done for me.
But what is it about this skinny man from Manchester with so many Latinos identify with?
The reason why Latino fans can associate with Morrissey and they empathize with him is basically because, you know, when we grew up, you know, we're the minority. We might have had problems growing up with different people and just hassles. And we know that Morrissey went through the same thing with his Irish background.
I absolutely love the Smiths, and I think they say a lot of what we feel.
Smiths are like my life.
If I didn't have him in my life, I probably wouldn't be sitting here.
Panic on the streets of London. Panic on the streets of Birmingham.
These days, Morrissey rarely makes any public appearances. But at this small theatre on the outskirts of LA, the chance to hear the Smiths' music live attracts hundreds of his Latino fans.
Punctured bicycle on a hillside desolate. Will nature make a man of me yet?
By night, Jose Maldonado is lead singer with the Smiths tribute band, the Sweet and Tender Hooligans. By day, like the majority of Morrissey's fans, he is one of LA's working class Latinos.
I traveled south. I found a tiny house and I can't help the way I feel.
Unfortunately, when I'm on duty, I've got to watch the water, and I've got to mind the lake and mind the patrons who are at the lake. So the only time I get to listen is if I'm in my patrol vehicle and they just happen to play them on the radio.
Oh, I can't help quoting you. Everything that you said rings true.
I haven't got the stitch to.
The Sweet and Tender Hooligans have become more than just another tribute band. Now Morrissey has all but vanished from public life, they've filled the void he has left behind.
The Sweet and Tender Hooligans, Jose Maldonado, they're fantastic.
Just like Morrissey, they're amazing. The best I ever heard after the Smiths, of course.
I don't think anyone truly thinks he's really Morrissey.
Oh, I pamperize complexities when the mother runs food on the passenger seat.
I can connect with a lot of Irish people. Catholic, drinking, soccer, boxing.
Yeah.
And family.
Same things that Irish people like.
I was looking for a job and then I found a job. And heaven knows I'm miserable now.
The Smiths may have disbanded nearly 15 years ago, but for the Latino youth of East LA, their music still has something to offer.
Statistically, we were supposed to be either in prison or gangbangers or should have died in a drive-by shooting. Smiths music kind of saved us from that kind of catastrophe.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.